Atiba, make it 3 wins on the bounce. Is that a measure of how the Sharks can play?
I think we're starting to come together a little bit. Defensively, we're strong tonight. Fourth quarter, they got off a little bit, but we did a good job in the first 3 quarters. And yeah, I think we're showing that we're showing some growth as a team. We're showing some maturity a little bit, just as far as, you know, we've had a tough run. We've had some bad losses. We've had some bad stretches of losses. And it's hard to keep bouncing back from that. So hopefully we can just keep bouncing back and use the momentum going forward.
Do you feel like you're on a bit of a crest of a wave at the moment? Obviously, 3 wins on the bounce. You get a bit of momentum going now.
I think so. I think, it's kind of end of the season with a lot of games left, but close to the end. So it's that weird time of year. And we're in a position where, you know, we really need to make sure we win enough games that we're sealing our fate. And then after that, we got to keep pushing for playoff spots. So. We got to, like you said, the rave is there. We just got to make sure we take advantage of every game and don't look too far ahead.
You talked about, you know, the game as a whole. Obviously, you led from start to finish, and it was a win that was really kind of built on solid defense tonight. Just talk to me a bit about the defensive performance.
I thought we stuck to our game plan really well as a team. I think they rotated well, and the defensive intensity was there. You could see we really didn't give them much in the first quarter and second quarter, and then. We did a good job turning them over a little bit, rebounding. So it was small things, intangibles, was really sharp for us, really key. And, our defense led to a lot of points, and we were able to get a lot of easy baskets. And that's kind of how we used to play, and we're kind of getting back there now slowly.
Into double figures for BJ, Nick Lewis, Mike Tuck. Mike Cook also had a big game. Who impressed you tonight?
I think, everybody had great spurts. I think BJ came out really well and started the game well. Cook did a great job in the second. Tuck third, and Nick kind of came in fourth and hit some big shots and made some big drives. So everybody stepped up kind of throughout the game and kind of helped us seal it.
Where do you rate that win as in your season as a whole? Is that the best you've played all year? Or
I think we've had maybe one other game that was probably close to that as far as complete. I'd like to see us close it out better this game in the fourth quarter. That's still my biggest concern as a team, where that killer instinct to understand how to finish a game out is not a It's not easy to get. You got to understand as a team that you can't afford to let any team creep back in, no matter how much time's left on the clock. And I don't think we're there yet. You saw the game. We kind of lacked on our principles, and we let them make a lot of open threes, and we didn't adjust, and energy was flat, and that's when it's got to be picked up. So, there's a lot of things I didn't really like about this win, but the first 3 quarters were probably the best we played since maybe London away.
Surrey on Sunday. Obviously, the games keep coming, but nice to have another one at home.
Yeah, we played on the road a lot. Seems like we haven't been at home in a few months. But got to keep it going. We haven't had a great run at home, but we seem to be turning the corner now on that as well. And we're playing better in front of our home crowd. And Surrey's going to be, they're fighting. They've got 3 talented Americans and some young British guys. And, they've got potential. So we got to make sure we do a better job of finishing the game out than we did tonight. We didn't do that tonight.
Obviously, these kind of wins, as you keep ticking along, you get a bit closer to 6th spot. Do you think you can catch Glasgow in 6th?
Possibly. They're playing really well. If they keep winning, we're not going to catch them. They got to drop some games. We got to win some games. It's kind of out of our hand. We just got to control whatever we can control and just try to finish as high as we can. And wherever the chips lie, that's what happens.